The Time Factor, June 10th, 2010, Tatva Darshan. Lord Vishnu's Sudarshan Chakra represents his unstoppable potency of time. The Sudarshan Chakra is the wheel of time which controls all activities. Prabhupada gives purport, 3rd Canto, 26:16. The fear of death is the action of Kala, or time. Kalo smi, I am the time factor, says Krishna. This time factor represents the influence of Krishna. In other words, time is destructive. Time destroys, finishes, annihilates. Whatever is created is subject to destruction and dissolution, which is the action of time. Time is a representation of Krishna and reminds us that we must surrender to the Lord. The Lord speaks to every conditioned soul as time. It's a very nice phrase of Srila Prabhupada. The Lord speaks to each conditioned soul in the form of time. Krishna says in Gita that if someone surrenders unto him, there is no longer any problem of birth and death. We should therefore accept the time factor as Krishna standing before us. In the 3rd canto, chapter 29, in Kapila Shiksha, the child guru, Kapila Muni, explains to his mother Devahuti the effects of eternal time, Nityakal, and the continual process of birth and death. Kapila's powerful shiksha will awaken renunciation in our hearts. Time is an energy of the supersoul. It forces and moves matter to change continuously. If we see time as separate from Krishna, we become afraid, because time crushes everything in the material realm. Time is actually Krishna, who is the enjoyer of all sacrifices, the master of all masters. Time is not different from the Lord, who enters everyone's heart as a neutral witness. Time is unstoppable. It is an energy of the supersoul and acts neutrally, destroying everything and all things without bias or prejudice. Time annihilates everything in the material realm. Still, a conditioned soul laments and becomes terror-stricken when these truths penetrate his heart. Because he has placed on ever-shifting matter his natural soul, born longing for a tangible, secure, concrete reality. Yet this unstoppable, all-crushing force, time, is simply one of Krishna's energies. A devotee understands this, and he finds peace and security, conscious of Krishna is my benefactor. Kapila Muni is telling us that Krishna is the supreme controller, and he is behind the movements and actions of unstoppable time. Both in the material and spiritual realms, everything is under Krishna's control. The rain falls and the sun shines out of fear of God. Trees grow tall and the oceans do not flood the earth out of fear of God. Fire gives off heat and the earth remains in its orbit out of fear of God. Time is eternal. It has neither beginning nor end. It carries all living entities into existence and moves the creation forward. Ultimately, time dissolves the universe. No one can live within this material world eternally. The phenomenal world is created, maintained, and destroyed by the finger signal of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as Prabhupada says. Therefore, a devotee does not desire anything in the material world. The devotee desires only to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. This service attitude exists eternally. Krishna exists eternally, and his faithful servitor exists eternally, and the service exists eternally. So let us leave this temporary world far behind and enter into the eternal spiritual realm. The time energy of the Lord combines with Maya to cause one to mistake the temporary for the permanent. Then one foolishly becomes overwhelmed by and entangled in a temporary phenomenon. In illusion, a materialistic person, he accepts his home, family, land, business, and money as permanent. Out of this illusion, the family life, national life, and making money, which are so important to modern man, have grown. A Krishna conscious person knows that all this money-making business is a temporary illusion. The main function of the time factor, which is a representative of Krishna, is to destroy everything. In material consciousness, the materialists are engaged in producing so many things in the name of improvement, progress, and economic development. They think that by advancing and satisfying the material needs of man, they will be happy. But they forget that everything they have produced and created to facilitate material life will be destroyed in due course of time. If we study the history of the world, we see there are many powerful empires that came and gone, came and went. They were constructed with great pain and great perseverance, but eventually, in time, they were all destroyed. The Carthaginian Empire, the Greek Empire, the Egyptian Empire, the Roman Empire, the British Empire, the German Empire, all destroyed. Unfortunately, still, the foolish materialists cannot understand that they are simply wasting time producing material necessities which are destined to be vanquished in the due course of time. We should always remember that in spite of all our intelligence and diplomacy and clever arrangements in the struggle for our material existence, everything will end in a second by the supreme will. Therefore, all our attempts to become happy in this material world are simply a delusion offered by Maya.